Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Dawn. Wow, that was quite the introduction. Although I have to tell you, Mike Opelka, he recorded the walk-up music that they played for me when I spoke at one of the Trump rallies, and he uses that for my intro music. Woo. So maybe you guys should do that, because that's a little more fanfare. Maybe I deserve that.
Yes, I think so. With a little
Was it an Elvis song?
Oh, yeah. Should we do Elvis? You're right. Okay, maybe we should switch back and forth between Elvis song and between my walk-up music from the Trump rally, which seems like... It seems like ages ago.
You know, first of all, I loved that message from, thank you, Dan Borowski, our great executive producer, from Senator, thank you. I will always love you. Thank you for that. Because the truth is with J.D. Vance, I love that message, Linda, in the sense that he's saying, whoever you are, independent voters, Democrat voters, Republican voters, we respect you. Get out the vote. We're not going to disrespect anybody. What do you see on this day before, and Dan's playing the Elvis for you underneath, but what do you see as we are less than 24 hours away from the polls opening early tomorrow morning here in Pennsylvania?
Well, Dawn, what I see is a lot of enthusiastic voters who are going to come out for President Trump. And I know that we've been talking about mail ballots now for months. But remember, 70% of our voters vote on Election Day. So the bulk of the voting is going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow is the important day. And it is so important for everyone to get out the vote. So that is my message.
I'm just going to ask you this, because we have reports of, and I think it was Scott Pressler who had put out information. So I'll just, a lot of people just asking these questions. So maybe 100, maybe as many as 200,000, you know, people who say, hey, I didn't hear back on my mail-in ballot application, but I'm a registered voter. So what does somebody do if they have any question? What do they do, Linda?
Okay. So we are very, very closely watching those numbers. If you requested a mail ballot, you will not be able to vote on the machine on Election Day. That's a safety measure. That is so you can't vote on the machine, and then it turns out that they find out that you voted a mail-in ballot later. So if you show up to the polls and they tell you that you requested a mail ballot, they're going to tell you that you have to vote a provisional ballot. That's okay. That's the system working. Vote the provisional ballot. Don't fight it, because every valid provisional ballot will count as long as you didn't also vote by mail. So I just want to remind our voters, it's okay if you're told to vote by provisional ballot. That is the system working.
So what if somebody who planned on, this is a lot of Republicans, but in general, no matter what your registration, if you are somebody here in Pennsylvania specifically, because I know New Jersey, every state in the Commonwealth, we have our own laws. But if somebody has some kind of a medical emergency, a work emergency, and they say, oh, my goodness, I'm a longtime registered voter, but I have whatever work emergency or medical emergency, and I'm not able to vote in person, is there an emergency type provision for somebody? Or
absolutely. You would contact your local board of elections. So, in fact, I just had to help a voter this morning, Dawn. Okay. The voters, his wife has to go into the hospital. She's not available to vote. So I had one of our staffers contact them and explain the emergency ballot procedure. You would go to the board of elections and request the emergency ballot. You can vote it today and then and return it today. And this particular person, the wife was in the hospital, so the husband had to get what's called an agent form to be allowed to return that ballot to her. So that's the system working. That is our law saying, you know what, we realize something's going to come up in the last minute, so if it does, you can request this emergency ballot. So if that's happening to you, if your employer just told you you have to go somewhere tonight, if you just found out you have to be in the hospital, go to swampthevote.com. You can find where your local board of election office is and request an emergency ballot.
Is it only medical? For example, what if somebody, their work said you have to work a double shift and sorry, you can't get off?
Right. If you found out that you're going to be out of the county for work or illness, yes, you can request an emergency ballot.
So this is great information. And this is the best part, because Linda's brilliant. You can throw anything at Linda. There's a report out. And people
gone.
Are, it's true, though. You are. And we really appreciate you. I know that you're busy. But today, you know, there are all these different reports, Linda, and people are concerned about it. There's this report out of Lancaster County, for example. It's a company, and I'm just wondering if there's a more legal action that's coming. Reportedly, there's this Arizona-based firm that is linked to Democrats, and they're reported to be calling themselves Field and Media Corps, a subsidiary
right.
of Field Corps. It's an Arizona organization. What's going on? Because people are I'm getting bombarded with questions for you.
Yeah, we at the Republican National Committee are following that very, very closely. That is actually the system working. Right. That is that the counties recognize that these voter registrations may be suspect. And the good news about that is they didn't get on the rolls. So that means that those voter registrations are not on the rolls and it was referred to law enforcement. So that is that is actually the system working. And I know for people who are not like me, who don't live and breathe elections 365 days a year, every year, that happens. These companies go out and they have these voter registration drives, and then they dump these voter registrations on the counties. But a lot of them are caught. Most of them are caught, and in that right. case, they were caught. So that's good news for the voters. But today, Dawn, you know, at 10 a.m. the day before Election Day, all voters need to be worried about right now is getting to the polls tomorrow and asking your friends if they need a ride to the polls, or your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister. That is everyone's job today, because the only thing I can guarantee all these voters is if they don't show up, then their vote won't count. That's the only guarantee I can give. So I am asking, I am begging on behalf of President Trump, who took bullets for us, please show up at the polls.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And that's just it. Do you worry about people saying they're looking at whatever media coverage there is, and on one hand thinking, oh, it's not going to matter? You know, all this talk of different, you know, impropriety, whatever. Oh, my vote's not going to matter one way or the other. They might think, oh, we've got this. Republicans look like they're winning. Or they say, well, hey, they're going to cheat. They're going to steal the election. My vote doesn't matter.
Right.
You say,
but Dawn, the only poll that counts is the poll on Election Day. So everyone has to show up and vote on Election Day. And that's how we win elections. And I've been working, and you've had me on the radio to talk yes. about this. I have been recruiting lawyers and poll watchers this entire year. And I'm actually coming at you from, we have our, you know, the heart of our operation, our call center, where I'm expecting lawyers to show up today at 12 for their final instructions of how to answer the phones tomorrow. We have people coming in and picking up all their packets of, you know, how to be a poll watcher. So I have been preparing for this day for the entire year. I have poll watchers across the Commonwealth. I have observers at all the mail ballot canvases. I mean, Dawn, we are ready. We protected the vote. Now what we need is every single person to go out and exercise that franchise. That's the name of the game right now. Get out to vote.
I've told people, you've told people, I've said, please, if you're out there, out and about, make sure your phone battery is charged and you just capture anything, the good, the bad, the ugly. Okay. But can you take me through, Linda? What if somebody has something happen to them tomorrow on Election Day? Polls open here in Pennsylvania, 7 a.m., open 13 hours until 8 p.m. What do you say to somebody if there's a long line and they're in line since 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, and they're worried about whether they're processed? Or what if they see something that they're questioning? What's your advice to people?
Okay. First of all, there are going to be long lines. We're going to have probably record voter turnout, so there are going to be long lines. So be prepared for that. But the law has a protection in place. If you are in line by 8 p.m., you will be permitted to vote. The procedure is that the judge of elections, that's the person who takes care of, you know, who's in charge of each little precinct, at the end of the day, at 8 p.m., that person stands behind the last person in line, so we know where that cutoff is. So if that line is 10, 20, 30, 40 people, they will all get to vote. So if you are in line, you stay in line. Don't get discouraged. If you go to those polls, you stay there until you vote. You do not go home. That is my message to all the voters. And if you see something, go to protectthevote.com. That's the website, obviously, where I recruited all these wonderful poll watchers. But you can also report issues. And we're monitoring that. And honestly, Dawn, that's a little better for us, at least, than Twitter, because it comes right into our database and we have people checking it. And in fact, I just ran a test run just right before I got on the radio with you to make sure everything was working.
Well, thank you, Linda. Is there anything that we're missing? Anything that you want people to know? We're less than 24 hours ahead of this. It is a critical vote. You say what? What should we worry about? What should we watch for? What are you grateful for? What do you like when you look out ahead of Election Day?
Dawn, I think what we need to, the only worry you should have is, do you have that neighbor? Do you have that cousin? Do you have that sister who may not go to the polls, who may need that extra, hey, do you need a ride? Hey, I'll go with you. So that's what I would worry about. Are we getting every single last vote? And honestly, Dawn, I am honored to represent President Donald J. Trump in this matter. Tomorrow, I will be in Philadelphia Election Court. We have a court dedicated to elections on Election Day here in Philadelphia. I will get there at around probably 6 a.m. and I will be there till I don't know when. So I'll probably be calling in and let you know how things are going, but I will be there. Anytime that there's an issue, I will bring it right to the judge. I have lawyers everywhere who can also help me with that. I have lawyers answering the phone, and I have so many good patriots. That enthusiasm you saw at the rallies,
yes,
is the enthusiasm that these people brought to our volunteer effort. And I am so grateful for it. And I hope that that motivates everyone who may even have thought, hey, oh, maybe my vote won't matter. Well, it will, because so many people are out there helping to protect the vote.
On our YouTube chat, Dan Borowski, we have some questions.
Just one from JK13, a great thing that he's doing. He's working the polls tomorrow, Linda, and he's just wondering, is there a place that any volunteer can go to help GOP voters that need a ride to the polls? He says, my wife wants to help give rides, doesn't know where she can go to offer that. He's going to be at the polling place all day, and she has nothing to do. Is there any source that can help with that? Or
honestly, she can, if she goes to pa.protectthevote.com, that's a way to report issues. But if she writes that message to us, her name, her number, my staff will get it, and probably somebody will call her, and then we'll have somebody, you know, then we'll have her information if anyone calls and says that they need a ride.
Fantastic.
So go to pa.protectthevote.com. She can write that message in there to us. The guy who's checking it is sitting right here next to me. He's smiling. He's saying, I am ready. I am checking
Woo!
This website.
Fire
so we are ready. I mean, I think I've thought of, I think we've thought of everything. I hope. I don't
this
say that, you know.
Yes.
So we really, this is all we've been doing. I can't wait till after the election when I don't have to keep Dawn Stensland hours anymore, because this is a little ridiculous. But I'm happy to do it. I love this country. I love the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It is my beloved home. I want everything to go right. I want a free and fair election. And I've put everything I have into this, Dawn.
Yeah. And thank you for all, I mean, seriously, thank you for all your hard work and your team there, Linda. My final question is, any thoughts on Elon Musk? You know, you had told us, you had predicted that they would argue, Elon Musk's attorneys, with the Krasner case, that they would try to tee it up for a federal case Friday, later in the day after I was off air. The federal judge says no, they're smacking it back to the state, and I know that they'll be back in court today.
Yeah. So what I mean, I think that asking it for it to go to federal court, I think that what happened is it delayed it a little more. And Dawn, that is just an example of the lawfare that we can expect from the left. Dawn, this is the party that calls us garbage. And, you know, I had to do a little booklet for all of my attorneys here answering the phone. And, you know, with all the tips and so forth and the sites and the law. And on the very first page, you want to know what I put on the very first page of that booklet, Dawn, for all of these attorneys who are going to be answering the phone for every voter across the Commonwealth? Want to know whose picture is on the front of that little booklet? Corey Compitore, because he gave his life, and I want everyone to remember that. So if you call into our hotline, if you go to pa.protectthevote.com, you know that all of the people I have here, the booklet that they have that I prepared to to, you know, remind them of it, because believe me, I've trained them several times. So it's just a reminder. Mm-hmm. Corey's picture's on the front, because I want to remind everyone why we're doing this. This is so important. Every single call that comes in is important. And we are, a man lost his life, and we are dedicating this entire operation to him.
What a beautiful tribute. Linda, thank you so much. I hope we can check in with you tomorrow. But Linda Kearns at Philadelphia Election Court, PA.protecttheVote.com. Linda, thank you so much.
Thank you. We know Dan knows how to get a hold of me, so there you go.
Thank you, Linda, for being so quick to respond all the time. It's amazing.
Of course. Of course. All right. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.